This is a desperate call for help. I'm trying to get a message out. There's no Wi-Fi and I feel like my arms have been cut off. Luckily, I got to talk to a real person in the flesh. Please introduce yourself, real person.
Hello, I'm Joanna Geary, and I'm web development editor for The Times and a real person.
It's fantastic. I'm just going to shut the laptop and give up on technology at the moment and say, how are you and what are you doing here today?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much. I'm here today actually as a last-minute substitute for Joe Wadsworth to talk a bit about Hyperlocal, which is a bit strange because obviously I work at The Times, which is a national paper, but my previous job was at the Birmingham Post where we worked on a local network of blogs, and I'm going to look at what it takes and what lessons I've learned from trying to organise a group of volunteers to publish on a website.
So Hyperlocal in itself came up in a tweet earlier on, probably tweeting from his little shed in his back garden where he runs Toaster News. He's Toaster News on Twitter. He said to me, is anybody talking about Hyperlocal? Please. So tell me, why is it important? How's it important? And what's it going to do to save journalism?
Wow. Okay. Well, that's the bell for going in.
Fighters, I think. Two people fighting over a Wi-Fi password. Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. I've given him a devil stare. He's going to be quiet now.
Okay, so quickly, before we're all herded out, I think Hyperlocal is a massively important area to be working in at the moment. It's really at the bleeding edge of changing journalism. I think as people become more interested in things that are down their street and related to them locally, that it's the guys who are providing Hyperlocal stuff that are actually going to provide the local journalism in the future. Are people going to be talking about Hyperlocal today? Yes, in spadefuls, in about 2 minutes.
Fantastic, I look forward to that. Now, quickly tell me, is this one of many business models that look like it might work for the future?
Okay, I'm not going to make a judgment on any business models. I'm not even suggesting Hyperlocal has a business model that works. I think, as George Brock was saying earlier today, we're all still throwing spaghetti at the wall. Yes, it's potential that a niche will work as something to support maybe an individual, maybe a couple of individuals. I don't know yet. There are a couple of people who seem to be doing it successfully. I'd love to see their figures. Until I do, your guess is as good as mine if this is working.
Are you a big fan of advertisements splattered all around our editorial?
No, and no if it means that you decide the best type of article for you to write is something that mentions Britney and perhaps man boobs, because that's going to pull you in a lot of traffic.
Yeah. And as we're learning more and more, most of us probably already know this, it's not actually about the hits now, is it? We need to really think beyond just page views.
My real passion is about moving us away from what I think is a really dangerous obsession with page views. I think we need to go back to thinking about our people as our readers, as a community, and as an important, interested group that we need to understand and we need to serve. And we're not doing that through page views.
And one of the strengths of the communities, of course, is that they support one another, each other. And once you've got a community and the community's got your trust and you've got their ear, they tend to stay with you for a while.
Absolutely. And you need those sort of supporters to survive. I don't think you can without them. I mean, potentially you can through very, very, very large-scale, anonymous, faceless sorts of projects, and there are some people who are managing to do that. It's not something that really interests me. What interests me is when you add humility and you add service into what you do and what you create as a product, and it means that people stay with you, they get what they want from you, and they feel good about it. And that is really important to me.
That's really important to me too. Thank you so much for being the voice of reason in so much din that is around us right now. I really appreciate that. Thanks a lot, Jan.
Thank you.